you, Jay?
I'm doing well, Mike. How about yourself?
I'm doing well, doing well. Awesome. We're talking a little cybersecurity today. And you're doing a whole presentation. I think it's tomorrow, I believe.
You're right. Tomorrow afternoon, 3:30. Well,
can you give folks out there, just the few that aren't here, a quick little summary on what you're going to be talking about?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd be happy to do that. So tomorrow afternoon, you're going to spend some time talking about cybersecurity overall, but also spend some time talking about losses that we've actually seen in the credit union space. So we, as a cyber insurer, have policies we've issued in the credit union marketplace. Okay. And we've experienced some losses and have had credit unions that have had those losses. Mm-hmm, and ultimately have worked with them to work through the issues that they've had, whether those be incidents and helping them in the investigation, or if those are actually responding to breaches that they've had. And so talking about some of the main sources that we've seen. So there's, you know, probably three main sources kind of, you know, been, you know, errors by employees.
Okay.
Could be things like lost laptops, lost thumb drives, pretty easy to do these days, right?
Yeah.
And the other one that's probably growing in size and really in complexity is malware. So malware is a challenging piece that's getting on, you know, credit union systems ultimately and you know, causing breaches. So it's a vexing issue.
What do we do? What do we do? What's the is there a solution here? I mean, obviously it's hard to stay one step ahead of the guy, ahead of the fraudsters, as we're calling them these days. And it's just not some random guy in a basement anymore. These are big networks, you know? So do you have a couple of tips that you can provide us to kind of keep them at bay?
Sure. So it's a great question, right? So I think you hit the nail on the head is these guys are, you know, they're professional.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, in the end, it's kind of equated to my golf game, right? My golf game would be tremendously better if I spent 40 hours a week playing golf, you know, honing my game and all these things. And that's what these guys have, right? They're very, very smart. They've got a lot of resources and they have a lot of time to try and figure out. They've got a strong financial motivation to figure that out as well. So, you know, it's unfortunately, there's not a silver bullet to it. So, you know, the thing I would suggest and probably, you know, basic hygiene is still critically important. So if you look at it and you think about the SWIFT breaches, so SWIFT it's been fairly public that there's been a couple of banks that have had malware that's been infected on their system and stole their login credentials to the SWIFT network that allowed money movements across countries, but ultimately were thankfully thwarted before they ended up in material losses for organizations. So it's really kind of the basic hygiene of kind of, you know, getting and installing patches on your software and making sure that you've got strong passwords. It's really basic stuff in terms of a lot of things. And the challenging part, so your strongest asset is also your weakest link with respect to cybersecurity, right? It's people.
Right.
It's a people issue. It's a people challenge. And so that's, you know, that makes it for a very strong challenge, right? So it's about training of your employees, making sure that your members are aware of the challenges or potentially accessing websites could put malware on their system.
Exactly.
And as they come into your online banking, it's going to cause some challenges potentially for your systems. And so those are some things to at least to think about with it. You know, I think the other piece is, that's important is communication. Having a network of folks that you work with across, you know, so, you know, certainly in your regional area, if you're a credit union, you know, CIO or what have you, to make connections with other CIOs. And frankly, I think it's one of these areas where everybody's in it together.
Yeah.
Important, right? So to work with banks, work with credit unions, work with other financial institutions to understand what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
So we've actually partnered and connected with an organization called FSISAC, which is the Financial Services Information Sharing and Analysis Center.
That's quite an acronym.
Quite a mouthful, right? But what these guys do is they set up, and it's a cooperative, and they facilitate information sharing across the financial institution sector and in trying to stay ahead of these threats, right? So as you start to think about these evolving threats and these fraudsters, these guys are actually putting together and alerting others across the system as to current or evolving threats that are in the ecosystem.
Okay. Oh my gosh, what an as the world turns type of industry that, I mean, gosh, it just never ends. I mean, just staying one step ahead of these folks is a challenge enough. I mean, so where do credit unions fit in the mix here in protecting their members? Is it just merely them providing them with information, putting the proper software and all the firewalls and all that type of stuff, so to speak, on their systems as well? Is that pretty much it?
Yeah, so big component to it too, right?
Yeah.
So if you think about it, it's a credit union data issue. And I think to me, the most important thing I would think about if I was a credit union CEO or part of the organization is fundamentally trust is an awfully important thing, right? Credit unions trade on trust and their members ultimately trust them to be able to a guardian of their information.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, you know, ultimately, I think it could be a best practice to share things that you are doing fundamentally to protect that information and ultimately make sure that you're doing the right things to be a steward and a custodian.
Yeah.
And in the event that you actually do have an incident or a breach, you know, making sure that you handle it in the right ways.
Yep. All righty, sir. couple last questions. What keeps you awake at night when it comes to this stuff?
Sure.
I'm sure there's lots of people out there losing a lot of sleep, but what keeps you up awake when you're thinking about this?
Yeah, so good question. So I would tell you this year, and you know, there kind of categorization of kind of events and activities, and so you know, a couple years ago was kind of the big card breaches. You had some retailers that had significant card breaches, etc., around the holidays. Mm-hmm. This year is really becoming a year of ransomware. So ransomware is nefarious individuals gain access to your system and actually will lock down your data. And
oh, wonderful.
Such that you can't access it, right? And that they demand that you pay them in Bitcoin.
Oh.
But they're very consumer or customer friendly in the sense that they give you access to immediately be able to pay them with Bitcoin, right?
Well, that's
so
nice of them.
They show you how to go and get the Bitcoin. You know, it's kind of an informational overview.
Very
and then
nice.
You go, you get your Bitcoin, and potentially you can pay them off to get the data back or gain access back to your data. So it's a very challenging issue across a variety of industries, but certainly in financial institutions.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think I've heard a kind of a variety of different perspectives on this, but the general theme I've heard is, you know, certainly make sure that you've got great backup, right? So you're backing up regularly.
Yeah.
Hopefully you're partitioning your backup such that it's not on network, because what these guys are trying to do is not only are they going to try and put ransomware or really a crypto lock, if you will, on your data, on your main system, but they're also going to try and access your backup tapes.
Oh, wow.
So you know, it's highly successful. I mean, obviously, they're trying to rapidly repeat these attacks across a variety of different industries and organizations.
Nutty times. But hey, that's the price of convenience, you know?
It is.
All right, last question for you here, Jay. What do you want to learn here at the show that you can take back to CUNA Mutual and then provide to your clients?
Yeah, great question. So, you know, ultimately an opportunity just to network with credit union individuals, to be able to attend a number of sessions. You know, to me, it's really just interesting to hear what's top of mind for folks as I spend time talking and understanding what issues may be arising and where we potentially could help as an organization.
So, excellent. Great message to end on. Everybody, Jay Isaacson, talking cybersecurity. Well done, sir.
Thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Well done.